Anglia and the southeast of England.
Simon, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 13th of June. The general synopsis at midnight, low Rockall 1003, expected Faroes 1008 by midnight tonight. New low, expected White 1013 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Fair, good. Forties, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, then east or northeast later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 4 to 6, showers later, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Fair, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, southwest, backing east or northeast 2 to 4, veering southwest 5 to 7 later. Fair, then thundery rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic, becoming west later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Fitzroy. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or showers becoming thundery later, fog patches in Irish Sea, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Irish Sea and poor elsewhere. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Rockall, occasional rain or showers, fog patches in Rockall, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Rockall. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic, becoming southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Malin. Occasional rain, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Bailey, cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Fair Isle, south or southeast, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic, becoming south later, 4 to 6, rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasional rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south 4, slight rain, 3 miles, 1006. Stornoway, south by east, 2, slight rain, 3 miles, 1005, now rising. Lerwick, southeast by south, 5, mist, 6 miles, 1014, falling more slowly. Lucas, southeast by east, 2, 6 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Bridlington, south 1, 1015, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 3, 2 miles, 1,017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest, 3, 2 miles, 1,017. Jersey, south, 3, 16 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south, 4, 5 miles, 1,016. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1,013, rising quickly. Valentia, south by west, 3, 12 miles, 1,008, rising. Ronald's Way, southeast, 3, mist, 5 miles, 1,011, rising more slowly. Malinhead, south-southeast, 4, 16 miles, 1,007, rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, the 13th of June. The general situation, a broad and complex area of low pressure currently centred to the west of the British Isles will gradually move north and east to be centred over the United Kingdom by Saturday, bringing unsettled and slightly uncertain conditions with rain and showers which will be thundery in places. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southeast, veering southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, then thundery rain or showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south backing east or southeast, then northeast later, 3 or 4. Fair, then thundery rain or showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later, then variable 3 or less later. Thundery rain or showers later, good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, then variable 3 or less later. Fair, then thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, south or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or northeast 4 to 6 for a time later. Mainly fair, then thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south or southwest 3 or 4, backing east or northeast 3 to 5, then west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, then thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Fair, then thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northeast later. Mainly fair, then thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Fog patches at first in northwest, otherwise showers, becoming thundery later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in northwest and poor elsewhere. Isle of Man, southeast 4 or 5, veering south or southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3, then backing northeast 4 or 5. Occasional drizzle, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly for a time, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first in east, otherwise showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in east and poor elsewhere. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast, veering southwest for a time, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches at first in south, otherwise rain, then showers, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in south and poor elsewhere. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south veering southwest for a time, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain, then showers, then mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Finally, Shetland Isles, southerly or southeasterly, 6, decreasing 4 or 5, then 3 or less later. Showers for a time in west, good, occasionally poor later. And that's the Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Julia Lovelace.
Good morning. After speaking into many aspects of human life and emotion, Max Ehrmann, writing in his prose poem, The Desiderata, ends it simply by saying, "Whatever your labours and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. Surely, we all know full well the sham, drudgery and brokenness of the world we live in. It is hard not to be aware of it, with our devices updating us almost constantly with a stream of heartbreaking headlines. Max Ehrman encourages us somehow to keep peace in the midst of it all. Easier said than done. But in the Christian faith, there is precedent for this. Jesus said to his followers, after teaching them about his way of life and his kingdom, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Earlier in Scripture, Isaiah muses on how faithful God is to provide peace for those who look to him. "You keep them in perfect peace, those whose minds are stayed on you, because they trust in you." The consistent promise seems to be that the gift of peace grows in us in ever-increasing measure as we look to God, wait on him, and hope in him. God, grow me in the gift of peace today, as I turn my eyes and my heart to you. Amen.
Julia Lovelace. Now, Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, livestock will soon have to be tested before moving from England to Wales or Scotland.
I simply cannot, in all good conscience, invite blue tongue into Wales on the 1st of July.
More on that later. Let's start, though, with the stuff of life, bread. All week we've been following the journey from field to bread bin. Today we're at the Millers. Anna Hill has been to meet David Wright from a family of Millers in Essex who can trace their roots right back to the Domesday Book. Today they supply the major bakeries, make supermarket own brand flours and sell their own named brand too.
We're looking at a brand new factory. It's absolutely amazing. Huge silos, lots and lots of shiny metal, and a delivery of wheat is just arriving.
The lorry's just arrived.